Welcome back to the Good to Me podcast. So glad to be back in your ears. I hope you are doing well. I hope you are doing what it do, all right? I know things have been recently quite tough for people, and I hope that you are taking it easy and taking out some well-deserved time for yourself. So in this episode today, we are talking all about building your resilience. And this isn't only in life, you know, it's also in business. So right now, you may have experienced some setbacks in life or in business, and setbacks are always quite hard and quite difficult to maneuver and work through. And I wanted to give you some practical tips that are going to really just help you to maneuver through any setbacks that you may be experiencing. And if you're listening to this, whenever you're listening to this, I hope this has come at the perfect time. So when it comes down to setbacks are normal. There are times where you are going to need to have a setback so that you can actually scale forward. I know you've probably heard me say this quite a few times in some of my episodes, so definitely go back and listen to that. But ultimately, it's really not seeing your setback as a failure and actually a lesson or time for you to actually pay some attention, right? I've had a setbacks, and I know many of my clients have experienced setbacks. And really, it's about really looking at the situation and not really blaming yourself or being so hard on yourself during this time. You may have had a setback in, you know, your life, in your personal life, in relationships, or even in business. Things may have not gone exactly the way that you've planned, or events may not have gone the way that you thought they would. Even launches may have not gone the way that they had planned. And sometimes processing that, it can be really difficult, especially if you were looking forward to it, you had everything planned out, and it's just gone left. So we're going to get straight into the tips. So the first one that I have for you is making sure that you master your mindset. So during this time, or when you're going through a difficult time, it can be very normal to actually start to think quite negatively. And if you are somebody that does do mindset work, your mindset work may have gone out the window. So this is a good time to really go back into things that you do that really help you to master your mindset, whether that is affirmations, mantras, scripting, visualization, what have you, or even journaling. But it's really important to actually think of your difficulty or your setback as actually a challenge. So thinking about actually, how can I actually learn from this situation instead of seeing it as, you know, it's done, it's over, I failed, it's a wrap, let's forget about it. Okay. So it's so important to actually now recommit to yourself, recommit to the mindset that you have worked towards, and recommit to your goal. Then you also want to make sure, because this time around this time, it can be really easy for you to really just focus on things that are not in your control and think about all the worst case scenarios or situations that happened. But it's really important to just focus on what is in your control. That is really, really important, because this is going to help you to really minimize any stress or overwhelm or anxiety or low mood that may be coming along with it. Right. And another great way to also shift your mindset and your attitude, because I guess that's the best way to kind of come back from a setback. It's not about, you know, what you've gone through and, you know, any shame that you're giving to yourself. It's actually about your attitude. The attitude is going to really help change that setback and really turn it around. Don't feel afraid to really take your time as well. Don't rush through the process, but actually having or trying your best in that moment to express gratitude, having an attitude of gratitude. And you know that I talk about this so much in these episodes, and I talk about gratitude. So if that's something that you've been struggling with, go back and listen to one of those episodes, because it's actually one of my favorite things to do. It can be really difficult to express gratitude if you're really not feeling in the vibe of it. But some of the techniques that I've shown you and I've talked about in some of these episodes, which I will leave in the show notes, go back and try them out, okay? It is so important to get into the practice of not forgetting the things that you used to do. When a setback comes, what can often happen is you just drop all your bags, drop all your tools, and you're like, what the heck? This is the time to actually pick up those things. And gratitude is the easiest way to start, whether it is you just writing down three things that you're grateful for, or going through your mind and thinking about the things that you're actually grateful for. The next thing is to be mindful of your self-talk. So be mindful of how you're actually talking to yourself. So during this time, it can be really easy for you to start to talk negatively to yourself due to frustration or anything else that's probably going on around you. But it's not the time to really be beating yourself up. It's the time to be lifting yourself up. So what I would encourage you to do is to actually give yourself a pep talk of motivation, right? A pep talk to get yourself back on track. Okay. And being mindful not to blame yourself during this time. It can be so easy to feel shame, guilt, or start blaming yourself because of this setback, but that's really not going to help you in that situation, right? So I wanted to just share really a few other ways that you can build your resilience. So the first is to really get into the habit of relaxation during this time. So your anxiety, your stress can be really heightened. So we want to get into the habit of taking that extra care of your mind and your body to help you to better cope with any other challenges, okay, that may be coming up during this time. So it's so important to get into the habit of developing a good sleep routine. So this can be things like making sure that you wind down before bed, making sure that you are removing electronics, and really just taking your time to settle yourself into a sleep, even setting a bedtime. What I see often is people just throwing themselves in the bed and expecting yourself to kind of go to sleep. During this time, it may be a little bit more difficult for you to get to sleep, or your sleep may be disturbed. So really treat yourself like you would like a child or a baby and put yourself to sleep. Maybe you want to read something, maybe you want to listen to some relaxing music, turn off the lights, making sure that your environment's not too hot and that you're actually comfortable and ready for bed. And then again, doing my favorite, which is some relaxation techniques. So you can do some deep breathing or meditation. And I've got loads of those practices and exercises that you can go through on the pod. And also, I definitely recommend during this time for you to start getting more aware of your thoughts, and getting into the habit of actually shifting your thoughts into more helpful thoughts. So journaling can be really helpful during this time. So I really hope that you have enjoyed this episode, and some of the tips or practical tips that I've shared with you have really helped you. I'm going to share some more helpful links down in the show notes for you to have a look at. But again, we'll just go through some of the things that we discussed, is to remember to master your mindset. Remember to see your difficulties as actually a challenge and recommit to yourself and your goals. Focus on what is in your control. Remember to have a attitude of gratitude and to be mindful of your self-talk. Don't blame yourself. Take time to relax and unwind, and check in with your thoughts and journal. So I really, really hope that you found this helpful and that this came at the right time. If you are listening in, do let me know by sharing on social media or tagging me wherever on socials. Please do make sure that you leave a review if you found this episode helpful, and I will see you in the next one. Take care.